From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. North Korea showcasing its military prowess Saturday during a parade celebrating the 105th birthday anniversary of its founding leader Kim Il-sung. Speaking at the festivities, a senior North Korean government official said the country is ready to stand up to any threat posed by the United States. The official also said the new U.S. government under President Donald Trump was creating a war situation in the Korean Peninsula by dispatching strategic military assets to the region. An American aircraft carrier and other warships have been streaming toward the Korean Peninsula in a show of force, amid fears that North Korea was preparing another round of nuclear or missile tests. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to the region, but it's unclear what he intends to accomplish. The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, says the U.S. used a massive bomb against Islamic State affiliates in Afghanistan in order to remove a strategic roadblock in the fight against the terrorist group.
This entire offensive, not just the use of a single weapon, demonstrates the commitment of the Afghan Army, the Afghan Special Forces, and their U.S. partners to defeat Daesh in Afghanistan this year.
At least 36 Islamic State fighters were killed in the explosion, the largest non-nuclear device in the U.S. arsenal. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The foreign ministers from Russia, Syria, and Iran have warned the United States against launching new strikes on Syria and called for an international investigation into the chemical weapons attack in Syria. At a meeting in Moscow Friday, the three ministers said any further unilateral action by the U.S. in Syria would be met with grave consequences and pose a danger to the entire world. The U.S. fired 59 Tomahawk missiles at a Syrian airbase last week in response to a chemical weapons attack in Syria days earlier. Russia has rejected accusations from Western countries that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was behind the attack. The U.S. accuses Assad of deliberately launching the chemical weapons. Turkish expatriates in Europe are on edge ahead of Sunday's referendum in their homeland, troubled by threats against no-vote campaigners. A yes vote in the constitutional balloting would give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan broad new powers, which supporters argue are needed to carry forward his program to develop Turkey. But opponents argue Erdogan is trying to establish a modern dictatorship, allowing him to retain power until at least 2029.
If you look from the 2002 to the 2017, it's just looking like we are not going better. About also economy, about our cultural things.
The campaign of those in favor of the new constitution ended on Friday, but the opposition party is making the most of their last-minute moments to gain more support. Nigerians on Friday marked 3 years since the mass abduction of nearly 300 schoolgirls by Boko Haram extremists by rallying in the capital Abuja and in the commercial hub Lagos to urge President Muhammadu Buhari's government to do more to free the nearly 200 schoolgirls who remain captive. This woman's daughter is among the kidnapped girls.
It's not easy for a child to go searching for education, and in her final year, to just disappear and nowhere to be found. You know, it's not easy, really.
The government this week said negotiations have gone quite far, but face challenges. Authorities refused to give details, citing security reasons. Christians gathered in the Church of the Nativity in the West Bank town of Bethlehem for a service marking Good Friday. Christians called the day they believe Jesus was crucified Good Friday and resurrected 2 days later on Easter Sunday. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of Jazz America in the month of April, Jazz Appreciation Month around the world. We're celebrating the induction of the 2017 NEA Jazz Masters this hour. You just heard the latest recording by NEA Jazz Master Kenny Barron, who took the stage at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. on the 3rd of April to be a big part of the induction of the 2017 NEA Jazz Masters. Always a big celebration in the month of April, Jazz Appreciation Month, a big part of that celebration. And coming up, we'll hear the artist that Kenny Barron introduced and told wonderful stories about, our next inductee that we'll focus on, Dave Holland. Let's begin this hour, though, with the music of a young man who sat alongside, or actually facing, another great pianist, Bill Charlap, as they played music in a duo piano setting to celebrate Dick Hyman, the wonderful pianist who was inducted into the NEA Jazz Masters Hall of Fame. And his name is Aaron Deal, who's making quite a name for himself these days. This young man was named the winner of the Cole Porter Fellowship by the American Pianists Association. And he's gone on to do some wonderful recordings of his own, including Space-Time Continuum, his latest release. And from that, here's Flux Capacitor to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America as we celebrate the 2017 NEA Jazz Masters.
Dave Holland. I want to let you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month. To celebrate, I suggest maybe you do this. Why don't you go to a jazz show or a club or a concert hall and take someone who never thought they'd like jazz? Once they experience it live, you know they'll become instant fans. And here's another suggestion. For a creative gift idea, give that friend or family member your favorite jazz album. What more personal gift could you give right now? The gift of music. No matter what, this month and every month, enjoy this wonderful music called jazz. Born in America, created internationally, and enjoyed worldwide.
From Dave Holland and his group Prism, from their first album together, the album simply titled Prism, that's A New Day. And it is certainly a new day in jazz when great music like that's being made to help in the evolution of this brilliant music that began over 100 years ago. Well, that's Dave Holland, inducted into the 2017 NEA Jazz Masters. And celebrating him on stage were many members of the band that he's been a part of. Folks like Robin Eubanks, James Jenness, the great saxophonist Chris Potter, Vibes Master Steve Nelson, and others. They were all there to celebrate and perform music in honor of their bandmate and their boss, Dave Holland. He took the stage to thank the audience and address the audience at the Kennedy Center. Let's enjoy that. And then we'll hear from Dave Holland from 1969, the year after he arrived from his home in England to the United States to work with Miles Davis, as they performed together at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1969 alongside Chick Corea and Jack DeJohnette.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2017 NEA Jazz Master Dave Holland.
Ooh. Well, this is a little overwhelming. It's amazing to be here in this incredible place at this moment in my life, and share this honor with such a great, distinguished group of people. I had no idea, you know, when I first started playing music when I was 5 years old, learning three chords on a ukulele. It was G and C and D7. you know, they would bring me here. It's the journey that it takes you on, music. And it's not just the music, it's all the life lessons you learn along the way, you know. The lessons you learn from, of course, traveling, and the incredible people you get to meet from all over the world, the cultures that come together, and the wisdom that comes through the music about life, and the stories that are told, both through the music and in the band room and on the bus and on the plane and at the airports, and how we share our lives together. It's been incredible. You know, the journey's taken me through so many worlds of both externally and internally. You know, it's been a transformational experience for me to be a musician. I grew up in the industrial area of England from a family of steel workers, and we didn't have many books or records in the house, but somehow music reached into my heart and touched me and took me on this journey. I started playing bass guitar when I was 13. I switched from guitar. As I said, it's transformed my life, and I just want to say, you know, that's why it's so important that we make the arts a realistic part of children's education. Well, I came to this country almost 50 years ago, it's hard to believe, at the invitation of one of the great, great musicians, Miles Davis, who heard me in London, and I'd planned to come to New York, you know, a few months later. This is in 1968. I'd met some musicians in New York, you know, but he heard me in London. I was playing in a band, just playing some standard music, you know, but he somehow gave me that wonderful opportunity. Anyway, I came as an immigrant. You know, it's so important we have this free flow of cultural ideas and cultures and people throughout the world. You know, we need to build a world community. And this music can do that. It's touched people all over the world, this music. Thank you.
And 1 year after Dave Holland arrived in the United States, he was playing the Newport Jazz Festival, as I mentioned earlier, with Miles Davis, Chick Corea, and Jack DeJohnette. Here's some of that performance right now. It's About That Time on Jazz America from VOA 1. Never let go of your dreams, young folks listening out there, or old folks listening out there. None of us should. And just imagine what a dream it was for Dave Holland to be standing on stage at the legendary Newport Jazz Festival alongside Miles Davis in 1969, just 1 year after he'd arrived in the USA. Wow, what a thrill it must have been. And now, he's an NEA jazz master. So is the great organist, Dr. Lonnie Smith. We're going to be hearing from him in just a bit, but first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com.
And here's a message I've received, which reads as follows. This is Rebecca. I am from Ethiopia, but I am in the USA in Las Vegas right now, and I'm listening to your broadcast, and I love Jazz America. Shout out to all listeners at this time. Keep it up, guys. Love it. Thanks and regards, Rebecca. Rebecca, thank you for chiming in, and I'd love to give you something right now that is absolutely beautiful and helps us celebrate not only NEA jazz master Dee Dee Bridgewater, but also the wonderful trumpeter that she discovered when he was part of her band playing in a tour in China. Theo Croker is his name, and she discovered him and said, I want to produce your debut effort. Not only did she do that, it's called Afrophysicist, but she also sang on some of the songs on the recording. And here's one of them right now. Theo Croker took the stage at Kennedy Center as part of the celebration of the NEA Jazz Masters inducting his good friend Dee Dee Bridgewater. So let's hear both of them together right now on VOA's Jazz America as they performed the Stevie Wonder classic, I Can't Help It.
Looking
was the live recording, The Healer, and the song Dapper Dan from the dapper Mr., or should I say, Dr. Lonnie Smith, a 2017 NEA Jazz Master. Wanted to give you a taste of his music before we return to Kennedy Center on the 3rd of April in 2017 for the induction of the NEA Jazz Masters and for the comments of Dr. Lonnie Smith here on VOA's Jazz America.
I could say so much. But we only have a little time. So we say it through our music. Thanks from my heart to the NEA for their oncoming contributions, oncoming and ongoing, which never stops. Never stops. I'm very humbled, very proud to receive this award. And I would like to say one thing that a lot of people don't know, that the music that we do it from our heart, and we did not choose to play music. It chose us. Thank you. And the reason I say this is because, do you realize that constantly, every day of our life, we have to look for work? So you never hear us once complain about any of those things. We just take it just the way it is. And thus, we go on the road, travel for many miles and many miles and many miles. Sometimes you don't get any rest. You don't even get money. You don't get food. And you cannot buy a house. You do not have any insurance, like many people. But we still do the things that we love, that we do for passion. We have a passion for. You rise above everything. Everything. See, there's no room for argument, fights, and war, because the music is healing. All around the world, they go to all those different countries. They can't speak English or anything. It's okay. But when you play that note, you're telling them your story, and they understand that. So, thank you. So, through that, I'm saying that we all have angels, every one of us, and I would like to say we taking that step, because they guide us on to that beautiful journey, and you cannot beat that journey if you could just feel what we got to give, nothing but love. So I'd like to thank again the NEA for everything they're doing for not only us, the world. They've given something to us all. Joy and peace. Thank you very much.
And from the stage of the Kennedy Center on the 3rd of April, let's enjoy two live performances to close out this edition of Jazz America. It's 15-year-old keyboardist Matthew Whitaker, Dr. Lonnie Smith's protege, followed by Booker T. Jones on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew Whitaker, Nate Smith, and Mike Moreno. Thank you. Welcome Booker T. Jones and Donald Harrison and James Genus.
15-year-old blind pianist and organist Matthew Whitaker doing a song that Dr. Lonnie Smith's done many times, the Jimmy Smith composition Mellow Mood, followed by Booker T. Jones on the organ doing another Dr. Lonnie Smith classic, It's Changed. Russ Davis here. Hope you enjoyed our celebration of the induction of the 2017 NEA Jazz Masters. On the next Jazz America, we'll continue our month-long celebration of April, Jazz Appreciation Month around the world, as we delve into the theme of this year's celebration, the women of jazz. You'll hear nothing but the comments of and music by the women of jazz on the next Jazz America.